Welcome back.
Oh, welcome. I still got these things on.
Can't see without them, right?
Can't see with them, can't see without them.
Either way. Yeah. It's like Mr. Magoo.
I know, right?
So we're going to do the second half of Rocky V today.
Very good. I'm ready good to stuff. Roll.
Yeah, good stuff. Last week, as you guys know, we did a live commentary while watching it and discussing it, and Rick and I had some input and some trivia and some opinions. So we're going to go ahead and continue with the second half of the film and take it from there. So we're not going to talk. We're going to go right into it because it's about an hour left of the film. So here we go. One, two, and three.
How you doing?
Nice. Those of you that remember last week. What's that?
Nailed it.
Nice.
Nailed it.
So those of you that either didn't watch last week or don't remember, the episode ended with when Tommy was in the ring, kind of going a little too aggressive with the sparring partner, and he stormed out of the gym, and Robert got beat up, and they took his coat. And now this young lady came up to Robert, and they just met, and they're walking down the street from here.
I've been here about 6 years now. It ain't Disneyland. You've been to Disneyland? Sure. You make it sound like everybody has. I know.
Another example of how Robert had it easy in his life, right?
Absolutely. I was just thinking about the Italian joke coming up.
I don't know. I don't want to get out. You know how it is. You know, for an Italian kid, you ain't got a bad butt.
He's like, what? Look at the neighborhood they're walking in. My God, I would have a heart attack if my children had to walk through that.
Right? You know, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to get you a pistol permit.
Yeah, I read something
like that. Look how graffitied up Mickey's is.
My back is getting better.
Yeah.
You don't have arthritis. Yo, ain't I got enough? Adrian's too good.
You know, Tony, I see that.
He sounds like Rocky sometimes.
Yeah.
But not all the times.
Right, right. I was going to say every winter I step outside and it's snowing and I'm like, you know, I'm going to Miami. They need more gigolos.
I can do for you.
Yeah, I'd like to try again.
Hey, kid, you know, I'd like to help you out, but I really don't know nothing about no manager.
Man, all I'm asking for is a chance. Man, if I screw up or do something you don't like, man, you don't have to throw me out. The hell, I'll leave. What have you got to lose?
Me? Nothing. Ain't nothing.
I mean, for Tommy never being in a movie before,
maybe you do.
Like, ever, what if I don't being 19, 20 years old. Make you in a Sylvester Stallone in a Rocky movie.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, he's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's definitely got a lot of inflection, charisma, you know.
I got no family.
Yeah.
Man, all I got is what you see here. And I know everything about you from back when you had your first fight with Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
I mean, I read how nobody cared about you, how no one ever gave you a chance. But I realize I don't come from the same streets as you do, but I'm hungry, like you were. Ever since I put on gloves, I've been waiting to meet you. Because I knew that if anybody could make me a winner, it was you.
And look at all the colors. There's like no colors that he's seen. So they're all dark and dingy.
Yeah.
And
you beat the best.
Depressing.
Say any different. Look, Rock, you don't know me. But anything you want me to do, I'll do. And if I can't, I'll bust my butt trying. I mean, I'm not hustling you, man. All I'm asking for is a chance. And just one shot.
It's kind of ironic on how the film kind of mirrors Tommy's real life, kind of, not obviously to the extent, you know, and obviously Rocky kind of mirrored Sly's life, you know, and not, again, not exact because he wasn't a boxer, but. Can never have too much garlic.
Balloon. She said, if you pop him hard, these guys just go away.
Tommy, We're trying to raise our son so he can handle his problems.
So funny on how they go from the big spacious. Look at the size of this table they're eating at.
Right.
Yeah. A baseball bat would be nice.
Come on, do you want to grow up and just use your fists?
Well, anyway, I don't think it'd be so bad if I taught him how to throw a few deadly punches. You know?
Deadly punches.
No, not exactly. I had
what?
To.
Sweetheart, don't get personal.
No, it's okay. See, my old man, he used to drink a lot. Seriously. He'd go out with his friends. And tie one on, then he'd come home and look to punch on me. You know, he'd punch on my mother, too. He did that a lot of times. You know, so growing up, I never
really Adrian's looking at Rocky like, what did you bring home?
You know, when I was 18, I got
completely.
He tied me down.
Yeah.
He's so bad, I couldn't walk for a week. She couldn't do anything. But I tell you, the first guy I ever knocked out was my father. Now, when I get in the ring, it's like all I see is him. It's kind of sick, huh?
Hey, old Tommy, at least you had an old man to knock out, you know?
Rocky's trying to make the best of it.
I know.
That, you know, if someday you can punch out your pup. Boy,
what are you doing the kid things like this?
Hey, it's the fittest of the survival. Hey, Tommy.
It's the fittest of the survival. Did you catch that?
I did. Yeah. I love the polyism. It's just great.
You should write a book, polyism.
What about me? Sweetheart, your son is sleeping down.
No, well, you can stay with his uncle, right? That's my fix stop. Nice.
Hey, I don't want to cause any problems.
I love this part.
It's just for a little while, you know. Right? No problem at all. You know, it'll be all right. Hey, kid. Appreciate it. It's all right. It's cold outside.
I'm not changing those sheets.
I'm not changing their sheets.
Hey, Tom, why don't you come on down and we'll show you the whole place.
I mean, the cabinets are all dirt. I mean, they went to the extreme to make sure, like, you really are getting these guys are down and out right now. They have, you know, I mean, how much could Adrian?
Your plumbing don't leak, do it.
Right there. I love that polyism. Your plumbing don't leak.
You know this guy?
Yeah, it's hot. She can really cook. Yeah, she's okay. Listen, Tommy, we ain't had a chance to get this place tonight, so we'll get it together in a while.
So we got a couple things down there.
Wow, man, this is what it's all about.
Oh,
what do you keep this stuff down
here? You know, when did you get a chance to do this? You took everything out of a box and fixed this up like it's beautiful. When you painted, when'd you get a chance to do this, kid?
After school, it's no big deal.
See, he still calls him kid. I don't think he says Robert the entire thing.
Yeah, you know.
Mickey, give me this. I wonder why.
It was Rocky Marciano's cufflink that we had fixed.
Really?
Yeah.
The real Rocky Marciano?
Yeah. You know, you got me thinking about Mickey. I want to shoot myself. Come on. Well, he told me a long time ago.
46-0, Rocky Marciano.
Yep.
Fight. It's like 90% in the skull and 10% in the body. This is what he says to me.
Hey, Dad, I met this really nice girl today. She's great.
Oh, yeah, really? It's wonderful.
Yeah, she's a lot better than Sarah.
Don't change the station. I'll be right back with you. I just want to tell Tommy a few things. Hey, who's your best friend back in Orlando?
Oh, that's Oklahoma.
Orlando.
No. Your best friend is a guy named Frankie Fear. You see, Fear is a fighter's best friend.
See, when he's getting excited is when he loses the Rocky.
Fear keeps you sharp.
When he talks excited and animated. I don't know why.
You know what I mean? But the thing is, you got to learn how to control it, all right? Because fear is like this fire, all right? And it's burning deep inside. Now, if you control it, Tommy, it's going to make you hot. But you see, if this thing here, it controls you, it's going to burn you and everything else around you up. That's right, you know? Anyway, but... These are the things that was taught to me, and if you want, I'd like to teach to you.
So this mean you're gonna manage me?
Absolutely. Hey, home team.
All right.
Let's go for it.
It's bad enough that he said he was gonna manage him, but then when he said home team, that one hit home. That Robert was like, "What do you mean home team? We're home team."
Hey, Ricky boy, how much you got in your pocket tonight? Nothing. Come on, let's have nothing. I got nothing. Come on, give me the money. Come on. Hey, I gotta eat. He's hungry. He's gotta eat. We'll eat this.
Was this Sage's first acting? You know?
Yeah, I believe so.
He did a
I don't think he was anything else before, not beforehand.
He did an amazing job, you know.
Because after he was in the Seinfeld episode, and then he was in, and then yeah, he was in Seinfeld. Remember, he played Elaine's boss's son with the bar mitzvah. That he was a man because he kissed Elaine.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, get out! I'll have to send it to you. Okay. I'll just send you. It's on Netflix. I'll send you the link to that episode.
Okay. But I mean, for his first time acting, also Sage.
But now, when was he was in Daylight, right?
Yeah. That was what?
Yeah. So I don't know what year Daylight was.
Well, he was quite a bit older, you know.
Daylight was 96.
96. Okay.
I just looked it up. Yeah, Daylight was 96, so 6 years after this film. So yeah, so this must have been his first one.
He did an amazing job. Incredible.
Hey man, what'd you do this for?
Hey, don't hurt having an angel in your corner, you know. Come on.
Hey Rock, how's it going?
Doing great, guys.
Slow down, we're gonna give you a ticket.
This is Tommy Gunn. He's gonna be chip, guys.
How you doing, Tom?
That looks
I love how it goes back to this arena, you know.
Yeah,
goes starting back to from the bottom.
Starting from the bottom. Yeah. Yep. Seeing you said the original, not one.
Right.
Nice.
Yep.
I hate when people say Rocky. Rocky one.
Shut up.
I love it. Yeah, like Mickey in him.
Yeah.
Now this guy over here is scared. You're scared. He's scared. You're both scared. Remember in the basement when we was talking about fear and how it's like this fire, huh? And you gotta control it because it's like they like burn you up or it's gonna burn him up. All right? Now you gotta make it work for you, Tommy, okay? I would never do nothing that would hurt you. You gotta understand what I'm saying. Now fear is like this fire, okay? Now let it burn and burn until it becomes like this volcano. And when the time is right and you see the opening, explode all over this guy, okay? Now you can take him, okay? It's all heart. You understand? Okay. It ain't all muscles, all heart. Heart and fire. Heart and fire, okay?
There you go. She sounded like him there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Tommy, jump. Here's the hip hop. Go for it. Definitely got the 90s feel.
Oh, absolutely.
Music.
He's in Apollo training trips, tricks there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mike training Robert.
Robert. Yeah, well, I wonder why he wasn't in two.
Yeah, I don't know. But remember when we found out that in Rocky, he was in the deleted scene that it was actually Dipper that knocked Mike down?
Yeah.
We were trying to figure that out for a while.
Yeah. You can hear it okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So I don't want it to be too loud, but I want it.
No, I can hear it just fine.
You should be able to hear it too.
Yeah, my TV's that way, so I'm watching it over there.
It's showing Robert training. Paulie's training him. Mike's training him.
Yep. I thought this right there was pretty classic. Robert's wearing the Batman t-shirt in a Rocky movie. Come on, Tony. Yeah. Come on. You don't get any more better than that.
I know, right?
Tommy, you know, these trunks are like very special to me. You know?
Don't do it. Don't give them the trunks.
Oh, it drove me crazy. And I didn't even know. Like, you know, this is the first time seeing it. When I saw him give the Stars and Stripes shorts, it drove me crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, no. You don't get them.
Like, I could see if he did it at the end, like before they had the street fight. If for some reason he did it when he was going to go champ or whatever. But so quickly and for all of his fights, it drove me nuts.
Well, even if he went all the way with him and then he became champ or was coming into the title fight, you know, give him the stripes, you know, Stars and Stripes at the title fight, but or after the fight. But what, he's had a handful of fights and he's throwing them that?
Yeah.
Too much, too soon.
Yeah. Well, he did everything too much too soon, that obviously.
Right.
I think we can finally nail Balboa.
Yeah, Robert's all trained.
You don't got enough money. I got almost a dollar.
Saving. Almost a dollar. I got a dollar.
What? You're not going to me? I'm going to pound your teeth out. Go for it. What'd he say? Punk's losing his mind. What'd you say? Go for it. Go
Oh, Robert's doing so. I'm sitting here. I forgot all about the pictures, guys. I apologize. I'm not paying attention, man. All right, here. This is what's going on now. Robert's fighting him. And the scene before that we were talking about was when he gave him the shorts.
Oh, that makes me nuts.
Sorry, guys. I was frightened.
We got caught up in it. You know?
I know we did. Got caught up in the film.
You know, I'm waiting for the bucket of popcorn to come down.
Yeah, that's all we need. We need to start eating popcorn when we do the watches.
Yeah,
that's what you have to do when you watch a movie, right?
That's right. We gotta get some popcorn, some drinks. Yeah. Look, hey,
Tom, you're doing great. The combination, but you gotta learn to move side to side like a. You know, wish your wife up so you ain't getting kicked in the face with your dad.
Dad! I got my coat back! Look, I got my coat!
Oh, hey, that's great, kid. That's beautiful.
I trashed this guy. Everybody in the school went crazy. Everybody!
Hey, Rock, man, I'm cooling down over here.
Oh, hey, listen, I gotta get back with Tommy because we gotta work out. He's cooling down. I mean, listen, go tell your mom. She likes to hear things like that. That's beautiful. You know, okay, let's go, Tommy.
Oh! I don't really think, you know, I mean, I can understand the kid maybe feeling that way because he is spending so much time with Tommy. But I also don't think he was blowing him off as severely as the kid was thinking.
Right.
Like right there, he was talking to him and, oh, how great it was and stuff. And right. Then he had to get back to Tommy. I mean, but let's face it, you know, some guy comes in your house and your father's paying all the attention to him, you know.
Oh, sure. There's definitely a jealousy factor. Yep.
Whenever he is there, 12, 13.
There's that ring.
Magazine. Another 90. Yeah, the ring magazine. Another 90s Rocky song.
Yeah.
Like we said last episode, I think the lack of Bill Conti was a huge part of it.
Right.
And also, too, I mean, the 90s hip-hop songs, they kind of, you know, they're not really very motivational, I guess. You know, they don't have that.
Not to me.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe, you know what, maybe they're just me. Maybe somebody out there thinks completely opposite of me. And that's fine. That's you're right. And you know,
but there's something about those Conti bells. And then the trumpets, you know, come on. You can be in a freaking coma and you start playing that shit. you're up in your shadow box, you know. Take his hat off.
I know, right? He's got the shorts. He's got the
hat. That made me so mad. Nobody wears Rocky's hat. I'm sorry.
Tommy's starting to get frustrated now because the paper does never, ever include his name without the acknowledgement to Rocky. It's his robot. It's his puppet. It's his shadow. It's his protege. You know, Rocky's gun and stuff like that. Which, again, he wants to make a name for himself.
Yeah, see, that part I don't understand is how he just kind of waltzed into the ring, you know? He just,
he is obviously a big-time promoter. It's not like he wouldn't be allowed in the arena or in the ring front row. But I think when they were milling around in the ring after the fight, taking the picture, he might have said, hey, look, come talk to me after the fight. And now here we are. I mean, because Rocky's still with him at this point.
Right.
Funny because I don't want to say stupid because Paulie's not stupid, but how the lack of common sense maybe sometimes Paulie has.
Right.
It's funny how he saw that one coming a mile away.
Yeah.
He said this is the second time he said it now.
Yeah.
Why? It's Christmas time. He should be here with his family. You know?
Maybe he doesn't think this is his family.
So when they just showed the outside of those apartments, was that the apartments from... That was Paulie's place, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And so they moved in to Paulie's old place.
Right.
Hey, come on, Adrian.
That's where Adrian lived in, too, you know? In the original film with Paul.
Right.
It's Christmas.
Right. Only in America. Oh, having the best, wearing the best. But to keep it up, you gotta stay on top.
Nobody remembers number two, kiddo.
Tommy, check with the boxing commission. Seems there's no formal contract between you and Balboa.
No, nothing. Just a handshake.
Tommy, this is a complex business, and you got to stay sharp.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I'll tell you that.
No.
No more loyalty.
Damn difficult. You living in Rocky Shadow, people calling you his puppet.
I don't know anybody who could have done it as long as you have.
Tommy, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to be watching the parade go by.
You know, it's so funny. Richard Gant was in Seinfeld also.
You haven't had the big payday.
What's that?
And you won't until you fight those top contenders.
What'd you say?
I said Richard Gant was in Seinfeld also.
I got the contract.
It's
a complex business.
Remember the episode where the diner had... All the servers had large chests. The girls had large chests. And Elaine didn't like it that everybody had. They thought the owner was being, you know, sexist. And she went to the police to complain about it. And Richard Gant was the police officer.
Okay. I just saw him recently in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Here comes the most expensive GX figure ever produced.
Jax, is that what he said?
Yeah, Jax Pacific figure. Ever produced.
What's this go for?
Oh, right now I've seen it as high as $4,500.
Get out of here.
I swear to God. Here it is, right there. One just sold for $3,000. Every employee from GX Pacific. So there's only 700 of these made. Was given for a Christmas present from GX Pacific, the Pauly Santa figure. So prolific and so expensive. You know, like I said, they're listed at $3,000.
Yeah, this one here. There's one I just punched up on eBay for $600.
How much?
That ain't Santa. It's Uncle Pauly. Let's get real.
How much did you say?
Real. You know
I just pulled up one. It was $600. $600.
Is that a bid?
It's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So buy, was, okay. It wasn't a buy now.
No.
I don't like pretending. Why don't you guys talk to Sam?
Hey, okay. I ain't talking to them. I'm talking with you here. You know, see, it's very important that you spend time with the family, you know, and have a good time and just get the spirit going. You know, it's good, right?
Good for what? Come on, let's go. Friends are here.
Maybe
he doesn't want to.
I ain't, yeah, here's I know one too.
For $5,000.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Look, I ain't celebrating.
Oh, the one for $600 is out of the box. That's why. You get it in the box. You get in the box, they're like, really? And the thing about it is on the back of the box, it's got the name of every employee who received one.
Oh, yeah, really?
I swear to God, it's really cool. It's very, very cool.
It's one of the better scenes in the movie with Adrian here.
I don't know if you'd be able to see this or not. That's the back of the box.
Even I could have saw this thing happening.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All the employees' names.
Oh, jeez.
There's a little bit of trivia from Rocky V.
We're supposed to be late, you know, to be very close. Hey, come on, kid, I love you.
No, you don't.
Sure, I do, you know.
Okay, I absolutely love Rocky's sweater.
Looks like the Morton Fisherman.
What you want is you
I love it. Love it.
Oh, don't say it. Why can't I see it? Since he's been here, it's Tommy this, Tommy that.
This you is the sweater.
No nobody, so I've got no time for you.
Hey, what are you saying to me? You're like another person.
You're the other person. You said I would be number one to you. You said that and you lied. You lied to me and you lied to Mom.
I never lied to you. Tommy needed my help.
So Rocky genuinely doesn't know what he did wrong.
And remember right. When you said to watch out for scams and deceptions?
Yeah.
You're the one that should have watched out.
Everybody saw it coming, but Rocky, he's got too good a heart.
Yeah, he does.
Where are you going? Out. When are you coming back? Later. Later. When?
Yeah, that's Paulie's house from the first film.
Right.
You take care of these people.
Season. He is so annoying. He plays that part to a T.
He does.
I know exactly where I am.
Yo, Rocco, guess what's coming to dinner?
Tommy Gunn's got
new friends for a new year.
Paulie lets him in. Adrian says, take care of them.
Yeah.
So Paulie brings them in the house.
Merry Christmas, my lord. Greetings.
Listen, I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to come by and give a little season greetings. I don't need no presents. I'll give them to the neighbors.
Tommy's got shades of Rocky IV jail tonight.
Yeah.
I'd be blind if I didn't say a title shot isn't in the cards.
Title shot?
That's right, title shot. Now we're going to work beautifully together. No problems? No friction? Only harmony, huh?
It's time to put some hustle behind this muscle.
Well, Tommy boy here has got a little something personal to discuss with you. So I'm going to be saying good night. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you soon.
Bye.
Sorry I'm late. I ended up having dinner.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, Tommy. You know, Adrian cooked something, but it's probably all cold. Now, we'll go and do is make sandwiches. This is no
big deal. I want to make sandwiches.
That's no big deal.
Tommy, why did you bring him here?
He just wanted to come by. Rock, do you mind if I talk to you outside about a few things?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's getting late. We have to be there by 10.
Yeah, this sums it up right here, what's going on.
Hey, tell me, what do you want to talk to me about?
Isn't it a long drive?
Yeah. So, what do you think?
Well, where'd you get this from?
Doug gave it to me.
Tommy.
Hey, you know, maybe you ought to give this thing back. You know, Tom.
And I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. Give it back? Why? I mean, the guy likes the way I fight.
It's almost 10.
I will make it.
I know, but you know, you see what he's doing here, Tommy. Hey, don't let him put nothing between us, okay? We got something good going.
Put like what?
mean, the guy was just talking about getting a shot.
Well, we don't need him, you know what I mean? I mean, you're going to get a shot, you're going to be able to buy 10 of these things here.
When you going to wake up, man? We're watching the parade go by.
What are you talking about?
What parade? And the way I'm going, I'm not going to get a shot at the title for a long time. Man, I've got a perfect record. I'm 22-0. Where's the money? Where? Man, we haven't made any serious money yet. And we won't without the man.
I ain't talking about the money. Look, the money's going to be there. But this, I'm talking about your rep, Tommy. Don't sell out. We don't need this guy.
Listen, Duke is a wonderful man. Put the top on.
Hey, forget about the top, would you? I'm signing papers with the man tomorrow.
Oh, guys, sorry we're just quiet and watching the film with you and listening to you. That's probably a horrible show, isn't it?
We get caught
like having up an episode where they're watching us read, you know?
Yeah, like, get caught up in it. And,
yeah, so we need to comment more. I apologize.
Yeah.
Obviously, as you know what's going on with this scene, Tommy's here to tell him that he's going to be going with Duke. Rocky's trying to tell him that the guy is, you know, a vampire.
You know, the thing I'm trying to do is what Mick done to me. He tried to keep me away from the dirty part of the business, the way I'm trying to do for you.
And I mean, let's face it, boxing has had a dirty part of the business for a very long time.
When you gotta understand this, it was very corrupt.
I'm sure it hasn't changed too awful much. These promoters,
yeah. If you want to keep training me, then do it. If you don't, don't. But it's my way, it's the highway.
And then you just reintroduce the little flashback there, the shot to the head from Drago, and I guess he got some kind of headache or got lightheaded because he was upset and yelling. And man, this is a great scene right here with Adrian.
This is a very good scene. Once again, shows Adrian's, you know, just power. You know.
Yeah.
I see what we are. I don't want this no more. I want something good for the family. I don't want this. I don't want this. I mean, did I come back here and get my brains beat up for these guys to say, hey, there goes Balboa. They're just another part of the neighborhood. I didn't want this.
No, come on. Nobody says that.
I'm saying it, Adrian. I'm saying this. I'm saying this.
You know, he felt he had no choice. You know, because Adrian didn't want to fight.
You were winning?
No.
Yeah.
I still think he could have done the commercials.
He could do the commercials in 3 and 4. I don't know about 5.
You took the ring. I took them with you. I know how you feel.
Mainly.
I know when somebody like Tommy comes along, you feel alive. But he's not you. He doesn't have your heart.
Bill Conti music.
Here
we go.
Yeah.
That's what Mickey knew. That's why you and Mickey was
there's just such a difference in the feeling of it, you know?
If there's something you want to pass it on to your son. For God's sakes, your son is lost. He needs you.
She's so good.
She's
great.
Kelly Shire is just amazing.
It's you know, the Rocky V version of the beach scene.
Rocky, you're losing your family.
And obviously when, you know, Adrian could say this and say that, I don't want you to fight. You're going to get hurt, whatever. But like the beach scene, when he sees this much passion and emotion in what she has to say, he listens and takes it to heart.
Right.
But I got to get out of here. Hey, what do you say we go to the shore, huh?
Yeah, let's go.
Great.
How are we gonna get there? We throw our thumbs
in the air. Robert's smoking.
And you hear the way he's talking too. He's like talking more.
Yeah,
rougher.
You're right.
He's picking up a little bit of a like a Philadelphia Italian accent. You know.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit him, are you?
But think about that scene right there. You ain't gonna hit him, are you? And he's like, no, I'm not gonna hit him. I mean, that's probably all they know in that area. A lot of parents hitting their kids.
Okay, so maybe I'll wise up someday too.
Maybe tonight's a good night for both of us to start just wising up.
Hoagies and sandwiches.
Don't worry about it.
Is that the Atomic Hoagie Shop?
The Atomic Hoagie Shop.
Tommy, you died with him too, huh?
Yeah. That was yesterday.
See, now again, he sounds very rocky. Not like him at all.
You remember right. You telling me a long time ago about deceptions. I was talking about scams, and I shouldn't listen to you. I was trying
this
to.
He's got
you.
The turtleneck on over the leather jacket over the turtleneck like this.
You were teaching me, and I didn't wise up. I did not.
Yeah, I see. I wanted that sweater so that I could. Uh-huh. Put it with
the jacket,
my jacket and hat.
Get the Thunderbird sweater from the shop.
But I think I'd wear that one more.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can understand Robert being very upset, but you know, it's not like his father's done this on the regular. And listen to him talking like this, so sincere. Right. You know.
I swear to God, it's just gonna be you and me this time.
Home team.
There's so many. There's a lot of good stuff in Rocky V.
There is. There
it
is.
It does get a bad rap. You know.
It does.
We've discussed that, but. There's so it much does. Good stuff in it.
There is. I mean, this scene here we just saw, the scene with Adrian, the scene, the flashback scene with Mickey. You know, there is a lot. I mean, it's tough to accept a street fight without a true training and boxing match.
Right.
You know, and again, the way Rocky acted is your.
You know, to me, I mean, I was just kind of thinking about it there. You know, I was watching and I kind of got lost in thought. Sometimes the slurring, you know, as opposed to the original, the slurring in Five sometimes sounds more like he's drunk than he is brain damaged.
Right.
And I think that's what kind of threw me off.
Right.
On that. I think the storyline is great.
You know? Oh, no, it's not the story. The story, like I said, the storyline, with the exception, you know, but he had to do a street fight. I mean, what else could he have done? Rocky wasn't going to get in the ring.
No.
It you know, that was already established. And for him to come after Rocky, you know, after the fight to come at Rocky, it had to be a street fight. They couldn't have just said, you know, okay, we'll meet in the ring. I mean, I guess they could have. You know, and go from there. You know, and Robert could have been in his corner, you know, to help. I mean, that kind of would have worked. Not training-wise, but been there like, right. You know, like he was in Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. Motivation.
But, I mean, you could see where in Balboa, how he complains about, you know, you cast a big shadow, and he never had much confidence.
Right.
He was extending it from here, from Rocky V. It probably carried it with him for, you know, from that point on.
Sure. I love the basement scene here.
Yeah.
There, he's hitting the bag. He's hitting it hard.
Oh, he's hitting that bag hard.
Yeah, he is. And Tony, you know as well as I do. You hit that bag wrong and your wrists aren't taped. Or
oh, yeah, you're not taped up.
You're going to break
no gloves.
You will break a wrist.
Oh, yeah.
And he is not taking it easy on that bag.
Yeah, he's still, you know.
I gotta say, this is probably like my favorite sequence in the whole Rocky V movie is that basement scene where he's just beating the piss out of that back. I love it.
At least he didn't have the Stars and Stripes shorts on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Paulie and Adrian, and they don't understand. Like they're looking at him like, what's going on? But you know, you got to remember, Rocky had nothing. Boxing got him to have not be another bum from the neighborhood, like we know.
Right.
We've heard him say.
Right.
It got him Adrian, and yes, it got him from, you know, rags to riches.
Because you're not a champion, you're a from dirt bag.
Come on, boy, give a break.
Do something.
This year was bad.
Oh yeah, this is brutal.
It's just bad.
I can't believe that all this can happen. Man who's been like an angel on my shoulder, Mr. George Washington Duke.
And there you have it, a new champion of the world, Tommy the Machine Gun.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about a betrayal.
Yeah, that's just seven ways of wrong right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And they're chanting Rocky. It's like in Balboa when they came out, they were chanting Rocky with the, you know, the champion there, Drago.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, Dad. You're the real champ around here. I made this for you.
Oh, yeah? Beautiful. Rocco, let's put our teeth around a few brews, okay? I can lose the company.
Yeah, good idea.
Do you actually go out with your Uncle Paulie?
If I can watch TV?
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, you can watch TV, okay, but don't.
It's funny. One of the funnier scenes is when, I mean, obviously, like we've said, guys, we're watching a movie that was made in 1990. We're all Rocky fans. Everybody has seen it. It's not like we're giving away the ending. But when this fight starts and the fight gets on TV, on the news, and that's how the son sees it in the basement, he's like,
yeah,
right.
Now, did you ever see any of the deleted scenes from Rocky Five?
You know, I saw the deleted ending, or not deleted, the alternate ending, I guess you could say.
Okay,
that's all I ever saw. I never saw any other deleted scenes, if there are any. Well, that Steelbook 4K that's coming out in June is supposed to have a lot of that on there.
Okay, because I did see one on YouTube where the original what the heck's the girl, Marie, the original Marie, that he walked home from the Atomic Hoagie Shop, was actually reprised to roll in Rocky V, but they cut it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were. He was actually playing like a druggie or something like that. They were on a burner, you know,
right,
arrow
right.
And fire, and he was kind of like druggie or like kind of, you know, turned out to what Rocky said that she would turn out to if she kept on her way. But they wound up cutting it out.
Some real opponents, right? And I need the best tonight. And I need the best. The best this guy's a burner. He doesn't even deserve a shot at the title.
Well, like he said, it was a manufactured title. See, again, with the continuity. It's a manufactured title. He didn't win it from Balboa, which is true.
Right.
But Rocky had to give away the title to go fight Drago.
Yes.
And it was for 2 years. He had a 2-year sanction.
Now, Balboa was a true people's champion. But in time, Tommy Gunn may be able to finish you.
To give him crap about fighting a real fighter, though, it's not like Rocky set him up with, you know, bums. I mean, he was chewing through all of them.
Yep.
they give a jab at the redhead in the front. That's great.
Yeah, the press is brutal.
He's got the suit on. Here's the Tommy Gunn suit. I wonder if Trisha has that suit. We didn't ask her about that.
You know, yeah.
You can't fight the press. I can't fight the press. And as long as they got Balboa on the brain, he'll always be champ. The man fought wars in the ring.
I mean, face facts, you're in his shadow. I don't know if there's any way out.
Hey, this is your old man talking. No, listen to me. There's a way for you to get the respect you deserve, but what you got to do is challenge Balboa to fighting man to man.
That's right. George, you can set this fight up abroad in a matter of weeks.
See, yeah, I wonder why they didn't take it from there and go with it.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, maybe because it would have given in to Duke and he would have got all that money because it didn't matter to Duke who won.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. He could have said it, you know, like you said.
I mean, right there, they could. He did go in the bar and challenge him. Remember, he does go in there. He's like, I'll challenge you to fight. But I wonder why they didn't go down that avenue. Why did he make it a street fight?
Yeah. Sly, you need an answer.
You wrote it. You need to come on the show so we can answer all these questions.
Yeah, you, I mean, you would know. He would know, you know.
Yeah, like you said, he wrote it. It should have been the Rocky 3 pinball machine.
Yeah, right. Put some duct tape on the glass.
Yeah. That's right.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
This is where these guys are right now. In the bar.
No, guys, ain't no pie eating contest.
Ain't no pie eating contest. That's so great.
And then he goes outside and, you know.
Yo, Tommy, what are you doing here? You ought to be out there celebrating, right?
And I'm challenging to a fight. Anytime, any place, anywhere.
Fight.
That's right.
You're coming down here with these people. Asking me if I want to throw hands with you? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, that's what it's about. And I ain't nobody's robot. Nobody's boy. Now you accept the challenge or you're yellow.
Hey, he has no class. Come on, Ron. Hey, he has no class.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, you know, you could see how it escalated to be a street fight when he hit Paul.
Right.
But it could have went down that avenue.
But I ain't through talking with you yet. I mean,
him and Duke come in. Duke's such an instigator.
Okay, I just want good things.
Oh, yeah. And you're only in this for the money.
Money?
Yeah, I'm tired of walking around in your shadow, man. People call me your robot.
You thought I was in this for the money, Tommy? You know, we were supposed to be like brothers. You know, you don't remember that? You don't know this, man. You got a deception going here. This guy here, he was using you for the bait. He wants to get you and me in the ring. That's what he wants us to fight each other, you know, to make the money, right? He don't care about you. Tommy don't care about me neither. Right?
Come on. Enough of the
I mean, he explains why he didn't want to get in the ring, but...
Are you prepared to accept Tommy Gunn's challenge?
I don't know.
I would have
got him out of the hole.
They could, yeah. You know?
This ain't none of your business.
Ain't none of my business. Hey,
come on, boy.
Ain't none of my business.
Boy, forget about it.
The man spit blood for you. Put your head in his own family. You bring these rat bums around here. Rocco made you your shot. You know that? He's the real champ. You're just a goddamn joke. I'll just get out of here. Bring
he pushes him. Now, see, now here is why it became a street fight.
Yeah.
Rocky's face looks like this and says,
you knocked him down. Won't you try knocking me down?
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring. Get out of here.
That's my ring's outside.
Love it. Love it.
Now, it's the worst thing that Duke could ask for. He's like, he's losing millions right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they still take their, you know, their problems out on each other.
Take it easy, Tommy. You do not know me. Take it easy. Nobody does. You want my respect.
Come and get it.
He goes at him.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Tyson and Jake Paul right there. Young kid against the older guy.
You know that? You and me were supposed to be like this, Tommy. You blew it. You.
Lucky punch, but he's a street fighter. And I told you never to fight a street fighter fight. So come on, let's get out of here. Come on.
You're always a champ, Rocky. Great.
Yeah, then he sucker punches him.
Yeah. Which, you know, these are the scenes we're seeing right now where they're fighting. Right there in the corner is Andy's bar. The L train is going by. They're rolling in the street.
Yeah.
So technically, that's in front of Mickey's then, right?
Yeah. But how the heck did the press show up so fast?
I know.
And there's a guy with a camera. Like,
I know.
Like a minute ago.
They're addressing the brain injury again. Which, you know, like you had said earlier in the last episode, there's a lot of different brain injuries, brain damage, concussions. There's a lot of different symptoms from them. So,
I mean, yeah, the confusion and, you know, I don't know. It was the only thing that really threw me. And this is where it finally feels like, you know.
Yeah.
Got Conti music.
Yeah, you got the Bill Conti music. He gets up. Mickey's telling him to get up. What does he say?
I didn't
hear no bell. I didn't hear no bell. One more round.
I definitely think we're on to something where if they had the Conti music throughout.
Now they got the 90s hip hop on. I understand it's a street fight. It is the 90s. And it's almost like they made a hip hop version of Rocky music. But I mean, now Rocky's fighting him like, you know, like Rambo. Like a Navy SEAL or something. See, you hear the trumpets in the back there and the music very faint. So they kind of combined it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably because we're all Rocky diehards. We're just as invested in Conti as we are as Rocky, right? Because one goes hand in hand with the other.
Yeah.
And without it, it just doesn't feel the same.
Well, it's we've discussed all the different actors and stuff, it wouldn't have been the same without Carl Weathers, without Talia Shire, so on. It absolutely would not have been the same without Bill Conti's music. Absolutely not.
Yeah, there's Mighty Mix right there.
So, yeah, it's in between. It's that street.
Yeah. Where we were standing on. Yeah. You and I were standing on. We were in front of Mighty Mix. Yeah. And
so Andy's is that other building.
Yeah.
But now Andy's isn't the Lucky Seven.
No, I don't believe so.
It's a different bar, different location. So Rocky's. See, you hear the background music, you got the Bill Conti music, but it has the 90s hip hop beat.
And even that, I can buy into that, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
I can buy into that. Because you can hear it. It's like it's there.
Exactly. Body shots, the body. There's a lot of people there now. Everybody out in the street watching them. Like you said, the news crew. Yeah. There's a bus. That's what he knocks him into. A bus that's in the middle of the street with the lights on.
You know, it's kind of like, it reminds me of with Rocky V and waiting for the Bill Conti music to come in. It kind of reminds me if you jump past Balboa and you go into Creed. It didn't, even though Sly was in that, Rocky was in that, until when he comes up, when Adonis comes up and they start to play the trumpets of the Rocky music, that's when it felt like a serious Rocky movie. I don't know if I'm explaining it the right way.
No, I completely understand, because obviously this part here when Rocky knocks out Duke because he says, I'll sue you if you do.
I love it.
He's like, sue me for what?
Yeah.
They're going to fly now in the background. No, I understand what you're saying, because when they, Father Carmine.
Yeah.
That's funny. And now, we go back to a very familiar place.
Oh, yeah.
This is when the statue is at the top of the steps.
I wished I could have seen it there.
I never saw it at the top of the steps either. I saw it in front of the Spectrum, Philadelphia Spectrum. I agree with it. It shouldn't be up there.
No, can you imagine the logistics of, like Rocky Day? Can you imagine how messed up that would have been?
No. Kind of, I mean, how many people line up to take their picture with that? Where it is perfect.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with it?
You got something wrong with you.
This is the scene here.
This bump.
He gives him the necklace.
Yeah.
Thank you for being born. Thank you.
What do you think? It's got to be a rough watch for him if he ever watches this, like these scenes like this.
Oh, yeah.
Don't punch me. I'm getting brittle as it is. Look at this, you know? I've been running up and down these steps for 20 years, and I never knew there was valuable pictures in this building, you know?
Well, you're never too old to learn something new.
Yeah.
You're going to love Picasso.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love almost everybody.
And that's it.
I love the flashbacks during Measure of a Man.
Yeah, the flashbacks and the credits. And the Elton John song is awesome. That's definitely one of the better songs.
Yep.
You know, and they do the flashbacks all the way back to the original because they thought it was going to be the last one.
Right.
Like you were saying with Creed, though. Like, I remember when we saw Creed in the theater, my daughter and I. And when he was saying, the whole movie you watch him, he's trained, he's doing this and that, and it was good. And it wasn't Bill Conti's music.
Right.
But in the ring, at the end of Creed.
Right.
Where he said, I want to show I'm not a mistake.
Absolutely.
And then he's like, you know, you're a Creed. And that bell goes off where I actually got goosebumps.
Tony, you just said it because I'm visioning, as you're talking about it, I'm actually visioning in my head. I just got chills up my spine.
Yeah, no, I got goosebumps.
I swear to God, I just got the goosebumps and chills because you can hear that you're a Creed and you hear that bell, and it just there's just something there.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's emotional, you know. It's and that's his music. His music's emotional. I mean, it always was.
Yep. So maybe, you know, digging into this a little bit, we kind of, you know, discovered that maybe if there was more Conti into it,
maybe
it might have brought it more to life. More people might have wouldn't have been so hard on it, you know.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it's like I could see the street fight being a problem for some people, and you know, but the storyline, the family based Adrian's speech in the street. I mean, there's a lot of good to it. There really is. Yeah, and there's more good than negative into it.
Yeah.
I think this is the scene. I think I just want to do this real quick just because we're talking about it.
God, after Mickey died, but it's nothing compared to what you've done. You taught me how to fight again. I'm going to go home and I'm going to fight this thing. But if I fight,
this is in the first Creed. And you can hear the music in the background. And the guy that wrote this music is very good. But I mean,
I know you are.
You're building. It's building.
And he stands up.
Yes.
I just got goosebumps again.
Me too. Me too. I mean,
it's just the bell. Like, it's just like with the bell in Rocky II in the hospital room. Come here. I want you to do me a favor. Win.
Yeah.
Ding. And Bill Conti's music starts. Amazing.
I really feel that, my personal opinions, if that was in there, injected more. I mean, you could have done your hip hop here, there, and whatnot, but
they did it. They did it with, you know. I mean, I get it. They want, at that point of the saga, and also at that point of filmmaking, a lot of things were intertwined with selling the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. This was, you know, this was past the, you know, the Grease and Top Gun and Footloose, and they all had these amazing soundtracks that sold and did as well as the film. So I understand them trying to shoot for that by having that deck, you know, that moment's artists make songs for the soundtrack.
Sure.
But I just thought it was a little too prevalent, in my opinion.
I agree. To me, you just can't have one without the other. Even if they took out some of it and put more Conti into it somehow, some way,
you know, agreed.
I think it would have brought it more full circle, you know, and for purists like you and I can live with the street fight. I just feel deep down in my heart that music is missing, is what's missing from that movie.
Right. Agreed. Well, guys, as always, we say, leave your comments, let us know, message us, whatever, you know, your opinions, your thoughts about Rocky V. Why do you feel it's good? Why do you feel it's bad? Because we'd like to talk about that as well. So this has already been a long enough episode. We're not going to chit-chat. We're going to let you go. But we do appreciate you watching. And let us know if you like us doing this with watching the movie and talking about it. I know it's a little odd. I know if I was watching it and I see two guys like this, you know, like watching a film and not talking for 2 or 3 minutes at a time, it's a little weird. But, you know, I don't really have much other way of doing it. I can't put it on the screen for copyright purposes.
Right. We'll get gigged.
Let us know your thoughts. But on that note, we will see everybody next week. We got some good stuff coming up.
And for anybody who fell asleep, wake up. It's time to go to bed.
Wake up. This episode's over. That's a good point. I'll see you next week, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.